welcome to Charity Corner. I'm Rachel Goodfellow, the founder of the Hidden Needs Trust, a charity that creates awareness and raises funds to help support Dorset and Somerset special educational needs children and their families. And in this regular monthly programme, I go out and about finding out what local charities and good causes are up to. I visit a few key people and try to see firsthand how their hard work benefits others in the community. And today I'm absolutely delighted to be in the studio with Sarah Slade. Sarah, welcome.
Morning, hello.
And Sarah, you are part of the Yeovil Street Pastors.
I am.
Now, first of all, what and who are the Street Pastors and what do they do?
Right, the Street Pastors is an organisation that was started about 25 years ago in London by a guy called Reverend Les Isaacs. And that was after the riots in Brixton. He and some friends wanted to find out what they could do to make their community better. And this initiative grew and grew and grew and has spread nationally and internationally. And we started in Yeovil about 10 years ago. And we're a group of volunteers that all go to churches in the local area, Yeovil and surrounding Sherborne, Yetminster, Thornford, all the local areas. And we go out just to make sure that our community's safe, not to do the police's work, but to deal with people that may be unwell on the street and to help people that are feeling vulnerable and just to make sure that mainly everybody's having a good time and are safe.
Right, right. So you talk about all the sort of different people that benefit from this. I mean, it literally is anybody and anybody that is, as I say, having a bit of a tough time.
Bit of a tough time or just want to come up and have a chat.
Right.
Mainly what our work does is take away some of the incidents that may happen that police could have got tied up with, so dealing with somebody who's intoxicated, and that would have taken them away from dealing with other issues. So it sort of alleviates that pressure on them, and we're able to sort of to deal with it in probably a different way than the police would have done, making sure that we can sort of get them back and get them into a taxi and home safe, so they are safe.
So how many of you are in the Yeovil team?
The Yeovil team, we've got over 50 street pastors, but we've also got a team of, I think it's about 20 or more prayer pastors who stay back at base while the team are out on the street. And a team on any particular night, on a Friday or a Saturday night, will be between 4 to 6, maybe a few more, will go out each night and walk through a route on Yeovil Street.
Right. So is it mainly the weekends you cover?
Yeah, it's just Friday and Saturday nights at the moment. So that's where the need is.
Right. And what sort of hours are we talking about? Are we talking about early evening? Or
we get to base at 9:30 and we have a briefing. And then we're out on the street from between 10 o'clock at night to about 3:30, maybe 4 o'clock in the early hours of Sunday morning. It depends on what's going on.
Right, right. And presumably if there are other events going on, you might be out longer on different days.
We have been known to cover different things if the need's there, but it all has to be within the rules and regulations. We're covered by Les Isaacs did Ascension Trust, and that's our umbrella that we're under. So we have to work within the regulations of that. So the light switch that's coming on in Yeovil for the Christmas lights will be out on that. So that is earlier in the evening. We've helped out with Axminster Carnival. A team went down there. So if people are asked to do something that's not a Friday or a Saturday night, we will get involved.
Right. And you're sort of saying that other churches are involved, sort of literally all over the place. And you were talking about Sherborne and so on.
Yeah.
So if people are interested, they can probably go to the churches and find out more information, can't they?
Oh, definitely. We're always looking for new volunteers. And if you think, oh, I can't do the street bit, but I'd like to do the prayer, then that's really valuable too, because we won't go out without a prayer team. We have a team back constantly praying about issues, because we are, when we're out, we are linked via a mobile phone to the base, and we phone them back regularly what's happening, who we're getting in contact with, so they can pray about any situations that are going on. But we won't go out without that team. They are really, really valuable to us, and both street and prayer team work really well together. So, you know, we really value anybody that wants to volunteer and help. So
when you first came on board, you said to me earlier, it's about 10 years ago, is that
right? Yeah, I came on board when the initiative in Yeovil started. So.
Right. And what training did you have to have?
Oh, the training is incredible. We go through everything from the good news and the roles and responsibilities. So roles and responsibilities is just really to keep us safe and what's expected of what we do and how we conduct ourselves on the street. Good news is what Jesus tells us within the Bible, and it's all Bible based. And then we have training such as safeguarding children and vulnerable adults, because even though it's late at night, we could find a child that is distressed. So it's what do we do? First aid training. We get trained by the police on drug and drink issues, homelessness, mental health. And there are lots of other bits of training that we do as well. So we link up with quite a few other organisations to help with the training.
Okay. And you're saying to me that it's not just the street pastoring.
No.
You do. So what other branches?
The street pastors then branched off to school pastors, where they work within schools. They're looking to do rail pastors. They also do response pastors, which myself and my husband are both lucky enough to be involved with. And we're also lucky enough not to have ever had to have been called. Response pastors go to things like the Manchester bombings and work alongside the emergency services to provide pastoral care, again, to take that pressure off the emergency services so that we can give the pastoral side care so they can get on with dealing with the actual incident itself.
Wow. And the school pastors, going back to that, do the pastors go in regularly to schools?
They go in regularly, and they work alongside the schools and the teachers, and
right.
just again to give pastoral care to children and whatever that pastoral care might need.
And you were saying to me earlier again that there are books, aren't there?
Les Isaacs actually's written a couple, and one of them's called Faith on the Streets, and it's a really good insight on what's happened, how it all got together, and some of the things that people have found on the street. And there's all sorts. Find all sorts when you're out there.
Well, I have to say, I am very excited because you have invited me along at some point, haven't you, to come and spend a couple of hours in one evening, which I'd love to take up.
That would be
brilliant. And perhaps later in the year, I can then report back again and tell people how I found it. I think that, because actually it's only when you're doing it, isn't it, that you get the real insight.
Yes, yeah.
You know, it's the usual thing.
And every night is different.
Right. Was it with your children or was it through the church, your personal children?
My children and other children of our youth group at the time.
Yes, because you decided that actually you practically wanted to let them experience what homelessness was about. So just briefly, before we end, tell them what you do.
It was quite some years ago now, but they decided that we did a thing called Slum Survivor, and they had to build their own dwellings, as it were, somewhere safe to sleep. It was all done within the church car park, and they had wood and other materials to keep it waterproof and as dry as they could. And then they had to live a few days on fetching their own water. They lived on soup and lentils for that week, and it was just a real experience of how people struggle and what it's like not to actually go home and have a nice hot meal and a hot bath. And a lot of them realised that it was a bit difficult for a lot of people, and they opened their eyes to actually how lucky they were having a roof over their head, warm, clean clothes, because they went, "We smell," and how hungry they actually were. That was a really valuable time for them. But they did it with safety, because there was a couple adults each night that were where they were on guard, as it were, so that nothing would harm them. We didn't just leave them.
So something maybe other schools might be interested in. It was
a really good lesson for them.
Right. Well, Sarah, thank you again. Thank you. And you were saying, I mean, obviously people want to know more about this. And the website, as we speak, is being updated, isn't it?
It is. We've also got a Facebook page, which again is being updated. So it's sort of watch this space at the moment.
Well, I'm sure as soon as, you know, you can give me the details, we will certainly plug it for you here. It'll be on my website, thehiddenneedstrust.org, and on Abby. And of course, everybody can listen to this interview over and over again if they want to. It's on playback, so that's not a problem. But Sarah, thank you so much, and as I say, later in the year we'll have a catch up, get you back, and we can see how things are progressing.
That's brilliant. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. what a wonderful charity it is. That was Sarah Slade from the Yeovil Street Pastors. And I've got Terry here, as usual, in the studio. Terry.
Hello, Rachel.
Have you had anything to do with street pastoring?
I never have, no, but it sounds like a thoroughly worthwhile activity. And I just wonder, it may not be for everybody, but those people that like getting out there and doing something practical and don't mind getting immersed in the culture of a Friday and a Saturday night in Yeovil, it wouldn't be everybody's thing, I'm sure. But
No, it wouldn't. But it's interesting that there are so many different branches to it, and it's not just about being out on the street. Mm. And I'm sure there'll be people out there that would be very interested in the school pastoring and so on. So there's a lot of scope, isn't there, for getting people on board. And as Sarah was saying about the website being updated, I'm sure as soon as I get some information, we'll make sure it's...
We will, and then we'll get the link on the Abbey website. And
absolutely.
Of course, on your own. But hugely valuable work and really interesting to hear.
Definitely, definitely. Going into what's going on in the next few weeks, of course, there are still lots of coffee mornings going on for Macmillan, still ongoing, so do tap into them. And remember things like the food banks, especially at this time of the year when, you know, the nights are getting colder and so on. And just please keep supporting them. And one more piece of good news before I go. And of course, then the next charity corner is on the 4th of November. Really good news. Julie Plumley and Future Roots were put up for the Media Business Awards through the Blackmore Vale. And they got Contribution to the Community Award, which is absolutely superb. Well done, Julie. And we're gradually seeing you soon.
Rachel, can I mention two other things just before we go from the diary? The Geranium Trust, of course, which we've profiled a lot before on this programme, have their regular meet, and that's on the last Friday of the month. So there's one coming up at the end of October, and that's between 2 and 4, and that's a meeting for, well, anybody that wants to go along, really, anybody that spends quite a bit of time alone or would just like to go for some company and some tea and coffee and cake, and that's at the Barn, Court Lane, Stoford. And they have a website, geraniumtrust.org. There's another one just to mention on the Thursday, the 25th of October at 7 p.m. And this is in aid of the Chernobyl Children's Lifeline. It's an evening of antiques with Richard Brommel from Charterhouse. And it's taking place at the Rally Hall in Digby Road, Sherborne. Tickets are £15 in advance. And you can get them from the Abbey Friar in Westbury in Sherborne. It's an entertaining talk on antiques and a quiz and a raffle and a light cold supper. So that, as I say, is in aid of the Chernobyl Children's Lifeline.
Super.
So very worthwhile stuff there.
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. Terry, thank
is
you
that
so
it?
Much for that. That's it.
Until we come back next month.
Absolutely. And next month is going to be a very interesting one.
It is, isn't it? Yes.
Absolutely. With Mark Watson, who is plugging carers.
We look forward to that.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye.
Bye.